The Heirloom Expo at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds is full of folks who are saving or selling seeds and preserving and promoting countless variations of apples, tomatoes, squash, and dozens of other produce crops. Amid all that, Katrina Blair is the only person actively advocating on behalf of weeds.
Weeds are some of the most resilient seed strains that we can find because they can find their habitat in very random and unusual and almost infertile places like sidewalk cracks and cities and desolate areas that haven't been watered or composted, and yet they thrive. And what I personally find interesting about weeds is their food and medicine for the people, because they grow where people live, kind of on the edges of our disturbance. That's their niche.
The relentless perseverance of the plants we call weeds is a testament to their hardiness, Blair says, and their classification as botanical undesirables is, as she puts it gently, misguided.
There are plants that are on the bane list, the hit list, the unwanted list. So the more I realized how valuable those plants were, it was like, wait a second, there's a big step we're missing. So these wild dandelions, you know, have more calcium than milk, or plantain, which could be sprayed, getting rid of it from a lawn, and yet it's the best first aid kit as well as a food. So that's what inspired me to want to educate more about how valuable they are. Sometimes we might look at something as a problem, like, oh, these weeds are the problem. And yet, it's like nature's first order to plant these wild seeds to help regenerate our human disturbance. And so rather than it a problem, we can see it as an incredible solution to our own nutrient or food deficiencies.
Blair's affection for and fascination with plants, virtually all plants, she says, began when she was just 11. It has since seen her through a summer of sustenance foraging in the Colorado mountains, as well as a university degree in biology, and recently, a venture into authorship.
I recently wrote a book called The Wild Wisdom of Weeds, and it focuses on 13 of the wild weed plants that grow around humans on every continent where we live permanently. These plants are truly like salad greens, so you can go out and just pick them and eat them, or you could blend them up into juices, or make a pesto, or dry them into green powder, which is better than a supplement pill because of all the deep nutrients that they get from their roots.
Through her book and talks such as the one she came to deliver at the expo, Blair hopes to demonstrate that much of the bad reputation that weed plants carry is really a bum rap.
We only don't want things that we don't understand or we don't know about. So a lot of these wild plants that are growing around us are actually some of the best food sources and supplemental nutrition sources and medicines that are available to us.
And when it comes to practicing resilience, Blair concludes, humankind could learn a lot from weeds while also subsisting on them.
It really just requires your tongue and your teeth and picking it with your hand. We can just go outside and graze and have food available to us. Obviously, if you can go to a little more pristine places to harvest versus right on an interstate or a freeway or a road, please do. But if that's all we had available to us, it's incredible to have that knowledge within us that we can survive even when we may not find other food sources around.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.